New Orleans has become a real boomtown when it comes to cinema production. And yet, despite the brigade of technical vans and the influx of lumberjack chic to our fashion scene, most of these movies aren't actually set in New Orleans. And when they are, so many of them tend to get it so wrong so often. The thing is, you can essentially choose your genre and the city will all but hand you a plot free of charge. Think I'm exaggerating? Here are some potential hit flicks with New Orleans as the star. First, horror. For a truly terrifying tale, instead of the de rigueur vampires or voodoo, set your screenplay in New Orleans in mid-May, around Mother's Day. That's when, at dusk, something nefarious happens. Horrible swarms of vermin cloud the city, terrorizing its poor inhabitants. Yes, the termites are back, and this time, due to a hastily covered-up accident at a local chemical plant, they've become deadly. Think Hitchcock's The Birds, but with bugs. Or what about a thrilling police tale? I think a modernized version of the Gene Hackman classic, The French Connection, set in New Orleans, is a guaranteed hit. It would inevitably be filled with edge-of-your-seat car chases through pothole-ridden 200-year-old side streets, our anti-hero cop doing everything in his power to get to the bottom of an evil smuggling ring based in one of the oldest port cities in America. Working title, The Crescent City Connection, obviously, with a spectacularly tense climax atop the titular bridge. How else to let New Orleans shine as a character? Maybe we could do a historical drama about infamous privateers Jean-Pierre Lafitte and their lost treasure, which, believe it or not, has still yet to be discovered. How is a search for storied pirate loot in the cypress swamps of Louisiana not a movie yet? Looking for a kind of upstairs-downstairs murder mystery? I'm thinking Clue meets Gosford Park, only set in one of the great historical mansions on St. Charles Avenue. Plus, we could populate it with fantastic local character actors. Spud McConnell deserves at least a small role here, for sure. And of course, there has to be a ghost story. Why not a riff on author Neil Gaiman's The Graveyard Book, where a lonely, awkward mid-city teen befriends the spirits in the spooky cemetery behind her house? That cemetery's name would make a great title, too. Oddfellows Rest. We're only scratching the surface of possibilities here, friends. If you happen to be a local filmmaker looking to make good on a real New Orleans story, please, feel free to take any or all of these ideas and spin them into celluloid gold. I'll be first in line with a big bag of popcorn at the premiere. All I ask is for you to do the city the cinematic justice it truly deserves. And make sure to be careful with those accents, mes amis. For WWNO, I'm Scott Gold.